again. What the fuck?
God, take a queen, cause Taurus are money, and our figurehead is not what she seems. I've got a victory, cause I got my pride. Oh Lord God, have mercy, all crimes are paid. A winner no future, that can be seen.
Happy words of this song, we welcome you to episode 1 of Why the Fuck Not podcast. This, of course, was God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. 30 years have passed since this song came out, and it sounds really clean nowadays, doesn't it? So episode 0 was a fabulous success. I got millions and millions of emails saying, hey, do another one, please do it now, I can't wait for the next issue. So here it is, we're here to do episode 1.
Define the word paranoiac. Could you define it in more detail?
Paranoiac critical method. Because it's one spontaneous method of knowledge. In the instantaneous association of delirious material. Everything I believe in my life, delirious, antagonistic, impossible, put together, my method instantaneous, two completely different kinds of imagination. Different kinds of imagination. One is the romantic, written by the murderers, painters of Raphaelite, Bergens, Rossetti, these people live in one dream. But this subjective, neurotic, immediately use a weight of this dream disappear, is no possible proof that this delirious exists. In my case, it's absolutely of the contrary, because my kind of imagination is the contrary of pre-Raphaelite, is the same consistency, the one rock of Stiff Country. Es construct heavy material, well, completely classic. For this, well, completely classic. For this, this necessary proof in one book. Relationship between this classical Mediterranean landscape, the same the landscape of Kresk and the fantastic mythology in the Greek antiquity, and my monstrosities, imaginative monstrosities, is the same kind of solid rock shape.
As I said, episode 0 was so successful that we got all sorts of music at our email address, ppodcast@gmail.com. Yes, it was so successful. We got one submission for the next episode. And that was from my beautiful friend, Jörg Edi, who is in Hamburg, I believe, right now. Hi, Jörg. Thank you for your MP3. This was Dali 1. And at the end of the podcast, you will hear Dali 2. So thankfully I have a few friends who make music, and one of them, seriously, is a serious one. His name is Linz, and his website is linzmusic.com, and music is spelled M-U-Z-I-K. But I should get my automated voice to say that.
linzmusic.com.
Anyway, he made a CD called A Miles Distance. And it's a tribute, rearrangement, whatever, of Miles Davis music. This is track 5, My Stone. Not Am I Stoned? My Stone.
Instrukcja perkusyjna, Robert Irwin, instrumenty klawiszowe i Miles Davis.
was fucking beautiful, wasn't it?
And we're back from the coast of the Adriatic Sea, and a little sun left of this end of the summer 2007. I don't know if you got that, but this is my beautiful son Nicola saying hello with his bum. Say hello, Nicola. Not with another fart, with your voice. Well, never mind.
You believe this song was released in 1962. This was Ray Cathode, or Cathode, I don't know how to pronounce Cathode or Cathode, which was George Martin. You all know who George Martin is, right? The producer of the Beatles.
Ignorant bastard.
And if you want to know more about it, just make a Google search for Ray Cathode or Cathode. You'll find everything about it.
I don't give a shit.
So apparently there's been a lot of fuss about this new band called the Thurston Revival, while in fact he's just a Canadian guy by himself, and about the fact that he, instead of printing loads of CDs like anybody else, he made the most expensive debut single for £100. And he only made 100 copies, and each copy is handmade by 10 different artists. So just because it's so exclusive, I thought I'd play it here. But I'm not gonna play it all, because you can actually listen to the whole thing on MySpace. MySpace.com/ThurstonRevival. So here it is. It's an okay single, but slightly on the boring side of pop. But yeah, why not? Let's play it.
And my friend, come close to my ear. Tell me the things that you've learned and you know, and that I need to hear. And my friend, don't ask for too much. And you'll be kept safe and secure out of reach. growing near.
I just killed it with a bit of echo, and we're almost at the end of the show, and we haven't talked about art at all, have we? I mean, it's supposed to be a podcast about contemporary art, innit? So, let's think about the latest Art Forum issue. We'll be back after the break. There's a new t-shirt out, and you must buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. It's called I'm No Alan Capro, and you must buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. You can buy it from www.buy.stefanopasquini.net. That is www.stefanopasquini.net.
It's only $30, and it includes shipping worldwide.
And it's a brand new t-shirt, and it says I'm No Alan Capro. And you must buy it, 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 buy it now. So I just found out that this podcast is going to be broadcast in Miami. Hey, hey, finally some heat. Because it's fucking freezing here in Italy. And supposedly I have to talk about corruption. Because this is the fucking good art project for Photo Miami 2007. And we're talking sex, gum, corruption, and a dead pony. While I'm chewing gum, this is the sound of sex.
Oh, yes, harder, harder. Yes, push it harder, yes.
The dead pony, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you have to ask Maurizio Cattelan for that. As far as corruption is concerned, well, let me just tell you about a way of life called Italy. You live in Italy, you're born and you go to school, and after school, basically, if you know someone that knows someone that can give you a job, you get a job. If you're an artist and you know someone that knows someone, you get a show. And if you get a show, if you know someone that knows someone, you get someone to buy your show. If you don't know anyone, maybe you get a show if you know someone, but you don't get anyone to buy any piece if you don't know anyone. Then, basically, you know, if you get powerful enough, you can buy some TV stations. And then, if you get more powerful through those TV stations, just by broadcasting your face and telling everyone that they should vote for you, maybe you'll get to become Prime Minister. And then if you get to become Prime Minister, you can change the national TV stations so that they can broadcast your face, and basically you have the news in your hand, so you can tell everyone what's going on in the world, or you can tell everyone whatever you like. And if you know someone that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone that has a TV station, maybe you can become a really good artist. Or if you know someone that knows someone that knows someone, you can actually get to show in a foreign gallery. And if you get to show in a foreign gallery, oh shit, what are people gonna think of you if you're not good? That's a difficult question, you know? Because strangely enough, you go to PS1 and you see a handful of Italian artworks. Strangely enough, you go to the Museum of Chicago and you see the same handful of Italians showing artwork. Strangely enough, you go to the fucking Venice Biennale and you see the same names. People must think, oh, in Italy there must be only those 5 or 7 artists doing things, right? Unless, of course, you know the Italian way of life. And if you know the Italian way of life, that means you know someone that knows someone that knows someone that told you about the Italian way of life.
La vita è lunga e a questo oggi mi manco di tempo per apprendere che de si cuccia di rapprocciare me tu scopule o dopo e l'eterni mai li marci è stupendo in pensie se se vuoi fa de mulano nel signo davanti che sto sassuaggi una risposta universale tante ma tu va social parte sa tante ma pa bedun de Satan demand, ni sarai bo, ni sarai pa Demanti, ne demanda, rai fatta Cadu sumbia, cadu sumbri Cune sempa da otro mesura Perdere la cumensa e sa sortia la fin Pamena no vide produra
habit tout perd des Dardenne. Oh loup, t'es robala, gata sa sisfacie. C'est s'espragna des une peine. Tant de mains, cuba social frappé. Satan de mains, pavé d'un désespé. Satan de mains, lisa la ego, lisa la ipa. Demandi, ne demanda la ipata. La que mange un pu, et mêlé, pensé à vrai. Que li fa mouillé, la sabrela. Et per facile, gaga de merde. Nous fa pita din sa gamela. Et ma gueule au cuino, n'a même ni meu. Si veu son camé, de la grema. Et lou couigné, lou fanfren n'a passé. Din sa faci de cadema. Tant de man, cuba social papé. Tant de man, pavé d'un desespé. Tant de man, salai boli salai pa, demandi ne demanda dai pata. Mu proprietari de longa, mi fo pagada pa nu terme. Me mu la menace ve vente scoca, pa nu vei sagita cum un verme. Ai mi fa pene se sono mi fa, pa li dio despera e li lanzi. Che spaie o mai più le se un mari prespa. Que nous fa la crêpe d'estraci. Tant de mains, cuba social frappé. Satan de mains, pavé d'un désespé. Satan de mains, lisa la ego, lisa la ipa. Demandi, ne demanda la ipata. Cuba social pa pre, Satan de man, pa besoin de s'estre. Satan de man, li sarai vo, li sarai pa. Demanti, ne demanda, n'ai pa ta. Calamora ma po, po pe da trashka. Mi dire que lu les est vencuta. Nana di lu sa pi, mi fa restesta. Que ma bouti es pon beguta. Li restra ca cave l'eternita. En camina, su sa ruta. Es este o meu escarqueo de la plata. Si o segui que rila de suta. Tant de man, cuba social papé. Satan de man, pavé d'un desestré. Satan de man, li sarai bo, li sarai pa. Demanti, nen demanda la ipata. Tant de man, cuba social papé. Satan de man, pavé d'un desestré. Satan de ma, li sarai vo, li sarai pa. Demanti, nen demanda, rai pata.
So these were the beautiful group from Marseille, France, Locor de la Plana. And we're done. This is it. We finished the fucking podcast. Why the fuck not podcast? Go away, fuck off. But before you fuck off, we have to say thank you to, of course, Photo Miami, Pedro Velez, and anybody else that gives a shit about us, and of course Ballad Sports, which is our biggest inspirer, and of course Locor de la Plana, because they don't even know I'm broadcasting them, huh? Now that they find out, they'll fucking sue me. If you don't see my website anymore, that means they sued me and they closed me down.
Who the fuck cares?
Fucking hell. I'll leave you with the beautiful Jorg masterpiece called Dali 2. Goodbye.
Yes, I understand that the geology, what you see here, confirm the images. The images are your private images in Dali's head. Painted out, they correspond to a reality.
Exactly, because my delirium is injected these rocks. There's many kinds of imagination, romantic imagination, almost never exist one rock. It's only fog, music, evanescent visions of Nordic countries, no? Valkyrias, everything is completely musical. This also is very clear in my mustache, because my mustache is the contrary of the mustache of Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche is the depressive mustache, plenty of music and folk and romanticism, and the Dali mustache is exactly the same as two erected scissors.
Do you have any trouble with it at night? I mean, do you have to pick it or anything like that, or does it stand up at night?
No, in the night, clean every night. Mm. It comes off, you know.
So at night it droops down
completely,
while you're sleeping.
Completely.
And then in the morning up she goes again.
3 minutes. Only in 3 minutes fix my mustache.
And then you feel you can face the world with that wonderful mustache standing up.
Yes, because every day becoming much more practical for my inspiration.
I'm fascinated to know that. I'm fascinated to know that. I'm fascinated to know that.